When I was once working with a company that was laying off employees. They were laying them off in 2 years because they were phasing out a division, and they asked me to come in. And the workers said, why should we work hard for this company that's laying us off? What's in it for us? Well, when I explained to them the relationship between involvement and enjoyment, they changed their minds about it, because I said to them, have you noticed that as you've gotten less involved in your job, put less into it, your job has been less enjoyable, the days have been longer, they've been more of a boredom factor, more of a dissatisfaction factor? And they said, yeah, that's true. What do you think that's about? And I showed them that scale. And they said, of course. So then they became very involved in their work. So much so that the company, you know, tried to absorb them into the company, even though they didn't have the qualifications to take on these other jobs. So when people are highly involved, not only do they, is the enjoyment factor there, but the performance factor is there. In high levels of involvement is high levels of engaging the moment. And that state of relaxation that goes with that, that state of being in the moment and having a free mind, is what accesses people's instincts, their memory, their everything. Is their human psychological functioning improves as people's minds are freer. And the difference between low levels of involvement and high levels of involvement is simply the freedom, how much distraction they have in their mind versus how much of the moment they have in their mind. So it's an extraneous thought that creates low levels of involvement. And that's all it is. The less extraneous thought you have, the more you're in the moment. Okay? So we've talked about involvement. Let's talk about investment. Investment is a very, very different thing. Investment is how much emotional stake you experience regarding the outcome of what you're doing. So at the one extreme, you have the person who is so highly invested that they feel that their own sense of well-being, their own sense of self-esteem, the prospects for their own happiness are totally contingent upon a positive outcome from the activity that they're doing. Now that may seem extreme to you, but it's not extreme. It's very common that people will be doing an activity, doing a job, bidding for a job, or in an athletic event, or interviewing for a job. And their stomach is in this enormous knot, because in their minds, they're thinking that if they don't get this job, if they don't get this proposal, if they don't win this game, their own happiness is at stake. And sometimes they'll think their happiness forever is at stake. Their own self-esteem, they think, is at stake. Now, a person on the other extreme of investment who has a very low investment feels that the outcome of this event, even though they might very strongly prefer that it work out, they don't feel that their future happiness, their future sense of self-esteem about themselves, has anything to do with the outcome. So they're thinking to themselves, well, boy, I sure would like to win this match. I sure would like to get this job. But if I don't, I'm still going to have a nice life. Okay, so that's what investment is. It's how much of a personal stake you think you have in the outcome. How much is your happiness dependent on it? Now, in my practice of counseling, it'd be very uncommon to have someone come into the office distressed that didn't have a big investment in their outcome of the events in their life. In other words, one of the common denominators of people in distress is a high investment. Because what happens is you start thinking that your happiness depends on it, and all of a sudden you get anxious. Why? Because you feel at risk. You feel threatened. And naturally you'd feel threatened because you think that you're at risk to be unhappy. Okay? But you have to see that it's just in your head. It's just in your head.